Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In Leviticus 5, verses 5 to 13, the Lord made sure everyone could be forgiven, even those unable to bring the smallest blood sacrifice. If, quote, not able, then he who sinned shall bring fine flour. Verse 11. A sin offering with no blood. How can it be? Let's lay out the big picture. God loves, quote, the world, John 3:16, and is, quote, not willing that any should perish, 2 Peter 3:9. He, quote, desires all men to be saved, 1 Timothy 2, verse 4. This is possible because Christ, quote, died for all, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15. See 1 John 2, verse 2. And the Holy Spirit was sent to, quote, convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, John 16, verse 8. Will all be saved? Sadly, no. But why? People often ask, what about those who have never heard? Shouldn't the question be, are there any who have not heard enough? It wasn't that people didn't know God. They didn't want him, Romans 1, verses 18 to 25. Christ, quote, was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world, John 1, 9. And as he said, quote, this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, chapter 3, verse 19. Not all have the same amount of light, but people don't perish for lack of light, only for rejecting the light they have. We know there is only one Savior, and all in heaven will have been saved by his death. Even sincere people can't be saved apart from Christ. But those who wholeheartedly seek after him will see their religion cannot save them and will cry out to him, quote, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, Romans 10:13. If there is any way that God can righteously save a person, he will. And someday we will join in singing, quote, you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Revelation 5, verse 9. From every tribe? God says so.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.